This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As the deliberate large-scale modification of Earth's climate systems for the purposes of counteracting or mitigating anthropogenic climate change. That means human-caused climate change. Well, actually, this is the definition of geoengineering that was provided by the Royal Society of Britain in 2010. So the very definition has within it a lie, a bogus assumption that humans are causing climate change by burning fossil fuels. So we are now at the point where major scientific organizations, such as the Royal Society in Britain, the American Geophysical Union I can speak of knowledgeably in North America, and various others, have been co-opted by this political agenda. And so when you have scientists whose living depends on finding particular kinds of conclusions, because that's where they get their grant money, then they become co-opted. So the money co-opts the scientists. And, of course, the whole story, the scenario, the way this is playing out is like, Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. We'll say there's a big problem. Humans are causing catastrophic climate change. We will offer a solution. You have radically cut back your carbon emissions, that is to say, reduce your economies because now you can't burn fossil fuels. Or we'll give you another solution, which we call Plan B, which is geoengineering. Well, we've been, as we mentioned yesterday, our governments have been experimenting with geoengineering for, 60, 70 years. So there's just an awful lot of, BS. Associated with this whole issue.
Right. And certainly you were talking about being co-opted. And it is really, really too bad. I mean, it's for the rest of us that these people relinquish their ethics and really just are in it for the money. Why is that? I mean, do people just feel that after they have gone to school for all the length of time that they have, paid for this education and worked to earn a degree, that they then do not have to consider the rest of the factors that are involved in their in what they produce and what they teach their students?
Well, it is a profound question. It gets to the heart of our society and human nature even. I can say that there's a cadre of quote-unquote geoengineers out there. David Keith is one up at the University of Calgary. Ken Caldera is one at Stanford. There's various of them. Many of them have grants coming in for some of these programs. Now, we know that our government now is more and more a corporatocracy, so it's a combination of corporate and government institutions. So the public-private partnerships we've discussed before. So these people then are profiteering. I believe Ken Caldera has a direct agreement with Bill Gates Foundation for the cloud whitening experiments. So if you're this particular individual and you're interested in making a living and your university says, okay, go out there and get grants, I suppose with a certain percentage of us, a certain amorality sets in and then becomes hardened by your track record. And I also think that we're narrowly focused in our specializations. We often don't see the big picture. And I'm reminded of what's the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, and he talks about how his father-in-law was an architect and he was able to design these huge cities in the desert in Saudi Arabia, and he didn't look at the big picture. He's just glad to get a chance to do his job and design, cities. He wasn't looking at the geopolitical situation by which the economic hitmen were controlling countries, et cetera, and stealing billions and even trillions of dollars from these third world countries.
Right. And I can understand that, where we seem to be in a compartmentalized situation wherein we just do, for instance, one individual might do one small thing and not actually realize that they're part of a big operation. And the other thing, too, I was thinking about last night with regards to weather warfare and the fact that the government or the media can say, oh, a natural disaster. Well, during warfare where the military actually goes in and bombs countries into smithereens, and then they go in and offer, then corporations go in and offer to rebuild at inflated prices, The same thing is happening here. There just aren't any bombs or planes, and they don't have to accept any responsibility or culpability for it. You know, people are not going to say, oh, you know, that country came in and bombed us. No, just blame it on Mother Nature. And but the result is the same. You have all these corporations that are now going into the over to the East Coast. And
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. American Survival Wholesale. .com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and his websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, and ericcarlstrom.com. One of the questions that we didn't answer yesterday or didn't get to yesterday, I asked the question if fracking was factored into any of this other stuff that's going on. It seems to me that that it is very destructive, and I'm just wondering if it you know, meshes in with the other things that are going on.
Well, this is a tough question. I can tell you a little bit about fracking. I've when my Water Watch Alliance website, I go into the environmental problems associated with gas drilling, especially when there's large aquifers in the same region, which is what we have here in Southern Colorado. The fracking fluids I know are a blend of chemicals that are proprietary blend owned by Halliburton, and a woman named Theo Colborn, who is a chemist, has actually succeeded in figuring out what's in the fluids, and then she finds a lot of endocrine disruptors in there, and she says it's basically a cocktail that is you'd find in chemical warfare. Well, obviously the point of the fracking fluids, they're injected into the ground under high pressure, and they're supposed to help fracture rocks that are above layers which are rich in natural gas, so the gas can come up. But in terms of the actual interaction of the fracking fluids with what we're talking about in geoengineering, which is directed energy, extremely low frequency waves, I don't know of a direct correlation. Now, I do know that HARP, for instance, one of the official reasons for its existence is that with these directed energy wavelengths, ELFs, et cetera, they can do a thing called earth-penetrating tomography, in which they can more or less kind of X-ray what's under the ground and tell you what the different layers are, whether there's gas and oil, et cetera. Now, if the earth-penetrating tomography somehow interacts with the fracking fluids, that would be very interesting to know, but I don't have that knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I imagine there's plenty of geophysicists and industry people who would be able to answer that better than I.
Right. Okay. It was just something that I thought about.
Yeah. I wanted to just kind of keep going a little bit with what I started with, if that's okay, Deanna.
Sure. Oh, please. Yes.
Yeah. I've on my website, naturalclimatechange.us, I've got an 80-page article that's at the top left there. It's called An Open Letter to Policymakers, Students, and Professionals, Disproofs of the Hypothesis of Man-Caused Global Warming, and Proofs that Man-Caused Global Warming is a Fraud. Well, there's lots and lots of evidence. We see the corruption of federal agencies like NASA. We see it in Australia, New Zealand. We see it in the climate research unit in East Anglia, England. We see how these federally funded, quote-unquote, scientific organizations have lied, fudged data, all for political benefit. Of course, these people individually are well paid. But again, people like Phil Jones of the CRU Climate Research Unit in England, you know, making $1 million a year. He's now retired because of ClimateGate and the scandal that, you know, came about as a result of exposing all those emails in 2009. But I've now traced this thing back. And I think that the man-caused global warming fraud is a deliberate fraud, probably relating to the Club of Rome, and certainly implemented by the United Nations. And the Club of Rome, of course, is very connected to a number of international think tanks. But I think we can go even further back, and we can look at the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations in England. And the Club of Rome is a spawned from them, as is the Stanford Research Institute and many, many others, as is, for instance, the...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Gas and oil, and if we were to reduce our consumption of fossil fuels by, like, removing them altogether, like Kyoto Protocol Phase 2 calls for by 2050, we would, well, there's a one-to-one correspondence between use of energy and wealth. So if we reduce our energy consumption by 85%, we would reduce our wealth by 85% as well. So we would go back to, agricultural age or even pre-agricultural in some cases. The industrial age would be gone, unless there is an alternative energy right around the corner that we're not seeing. Wind and solar will not do it because they're the perpetual 10 or 20% solution. The wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun doesn't shine all the time. So unless there is some other form of energy out there that the controllers know about, which I suspect there may be in terms of free energy, we're looking at the pouring of all the industrial economies, the radical pouring of the industrial economies.
Right. Now, the controllers, as you call them, have always controlled energy from the late 1800s or, well, probably before. They have controlled electricity in order to charge the rest of us for using something that should be free and available to everyone.
Yes, and I think this particular story is key. You know, as you say, Rockefeller's moved in, and by 1870, John D. Rockefeller had controlled something like 90% of the new oil business, not only the production but also the distribution in this country, and then quickly moved to a few decades later to seize the Baku fields in Russia, etc. And then there was a kind of a war between the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers for control of oil, and then they realized competition is not a good idea, so then they helped each other. But the other subtext of the story, and it has, of course, been the fossil fuel era ever since, the other subtext of the story is this fellow from Serbia, Nikola Tesla, the brilliant inventor who came and worked originally for Thomas Edison and then actually for J.P. Morgan, who was a banker affiliate of the Rothschild banking networks in this country. And Morgan funded some of his research until he got to the point where he realized that what Tesla had in mind with his, his Wardenclyffe facility in Manhattan was to beam wireless energy to the entire world. And Tesla had the technology, he had the knowledge, and he had the altruism saying, you know, the energy should not be a problem. You know, we live in a sea of energy, and we can direct it wirelessly. He knew that back in the, you know, over 100 years ago. And then Morgan famously said, well, gee, if anybody can tap into it, where can I put the meter, you know, and make money?
Right.
So at that point, mysteriously enough, Tesla's labs burned down once or twice. And his Wardenclyffe facility was never finished because Morgan pulled the funding. So the controllers controlled Tesla with money up until the point where they realized that he was a threat to their interests, and then they made sure he didn't continue to get funding.
Right. And, of course, those same people, the Rockefellers and all the rest, took control of all the electrical companies throughout the country.
Right.
And it's very interesting to find out who owned what in terms of, you know, governors of various states. I mean, it was just amazing that these corporations, whether even a church corporation, wasn't a corporation then, but it later became a corporation, owned the electricity for the western part of the country even before it was settled.
Yeah, so you've had two models, really, for the generation of electricity, and that is investor-owned utilities, IOUs, which, you know, typically controlled by the corporatocracy even, you know, 100 years ago or close to it, and then you have the publicly-owned utilities. And if you recall, Dennis Kucinich got his career going back in Ohio, I think, championing the public utilities. But the amount of electricity generated by publicly-owned utilities is still pretty small compared to that generated by the investor-owned utilities, quote-unquote, the corporate-owned utilities.
Right, yeah.
So there's a whole story there, yeah.
But even the publicly-owned utilities, I note that some of those are controlled. They should be controlled by the people's voice, but they're really controlled by whoever sits on the board. And when you think about these smart meters that they are trying to install on everybody's home in the country, you think, well, gosh, I didn't sign up for that. And yet it seems to be going forward.
Yeah, so energy is key. Energy is absolutely key to all of this. And I think that if we, again, look at the whole, you know, the climate change issue as it has been presented to us by the controllers, we see that this, you know, we see statements coming out of the Club of Rome in the late 60s, et cetera. You know, people, you need to be united against a common enemy, and we decided that, you know, to supplant war as the main organizing principle for the economy, maybe we can start to use environmental issues, pollution, et cetera, the threat of global warming. I mean, these statements go back to the late 60s in the Club of Rome. And,
so who runs the Club of Rome?
Well, it's got nothing to do with the Catholic Church. I think it is an affiliate of the many, 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 societies that are allied with the world power structure, including the Tavistock Institute. Apparently, it's a spawn of the Tavistock Institute. It's run by billionaires, for sure. Remember, they came out with a book called The Limits to Growth in 1972, in which you had a couple MIT scientists like Donella Meadows, who used computer models to say, oh, gosh, we're running out of all these essential materials. And, it was all pretty, stark and depressing, saying, you know, we can't keep growing. We're gonna run into some environmental limits real soon. And it predicted the year we'd run out of all these different materials. Well, they were wrong. In every case, we know now, but at the time, you know, it made for great college reading back at the elite schools, like, you know, I had a friend from Dartmouth, and he met him in the mid-70s, and he was completely convinced that, you know, that we're going to run out of everything, so therefore he was never going to have a family, you see. I mean, all this goes in with the Malthusian notion of reducing the population.
But doesn't it also, scarcity, that means you can raise the price if something is scarce, whether it's, you know, energy or whatever, then they can raise the price. So
absolutely.
They create this myth that we're going to run out of food, we're going to run out of energy, we're going to do this. So we're going to have to kill most of the people on the planet in order so that we don't run out of things.
Yeah, right. Anything that works, you know. But going back to the Tavistock Institute, I've got a book here by Dr. John Coleman, who's a former MI6 and also a PhD in political science. It's called The Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Shaping the Moral, Spiritual, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States of America. He makes a statement in here. Now, maybe I'll just recall for the benefit of the audience, the Tavistock Institute came out, was formed in London right after World War I out of the psychological warfare division of the British Army. And the first thing they were...
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Eric Carlstrom. His websites are naturalclimatechange.us, waterwatchalliance.us, 911nwo.com, and I know you have the other one. I was just looking at the clubofrome.org website, and one of the individuals that is mentioned on this website is a Professor Alexander Lakotal. He's president of Green Cross International, and I remember doing an article about that some time back, and it reminded me of that Mikhail Gorbachev was the president of Green Cross International, and that these former enemies. I mean, Gorbachev is now, he came over to the United States, he and Maurice Strong created the New Earth Charter Initiative. And Strong is completely dedicated to the implementation of a one-world government. And he wrote the introduction to the book Beyond Interdependence, The Meshing of the World's Economy and the Earth's Ecology by Jim McNeil in 1991. And the Trilateral Commission published that book. And David Rockefeller wrote the foreword to that book. And in the introduction, Strong said, "This interlocking is a new reality of the century with profound implications for the shape of our institutions of governance, national and international. By the year 2012, these changes must be fully integrated into our economic and political life."
Yeah, I'm aware of that statement. In fact, there's a guy named George Hunt, George W. Hunt, I think, who is a Colorado businessman who was at a conference in 1987 in Colorado with Maurice Strong and David Rockefeller and Edmund de Rothschild and all kinds of major power players, and they were talking about this merger of the environmental and the economic systems of the world, and Maurice Strong made the comment publicly that Edmund de Rothschild is the synthesis of the economic and the environmental systems of the world, which Hunt takes to mean that he controls both systems.
And that the synthesis,
the synthesis of these two apparently opposing systems then is supposed to be the New World Order. So in fact, they have used the environmental movement and continue to use it as a kind of a counterpoint to the corporate business agenda. And nobody is more interesting to look at in that regard than Maurice Strong, because here's a guy who has served as CEO of many, many oil and gas and water corporations and is a billionaire. And on the other hand, he would wear his environmental hat, and he organized the Rio Earth Summit of 1992, et cetera, and served on all of these and founded all of these committees. Like you say, he He wrote the Earth Charter with Mikhail Gorbachev. Marie Strong has supposedly said, I am a capitalist in methodology and a communist in ideology. And I take...